This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of my podcast, as well as Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 27, XXVII, October 3rd at West Chase Golf Club. I am compiling a waiting list for this event. If you'd like information and to be on the waiting list, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Brandon Legal Group has provided gifts for players at the last three tour championships. They play in all of those events, and they'll be playing in Todd Wright Tour 27 at West Chase Golf Club and providing a gift basket or two as part of the large amount of prizes and quality prizes that I give away regularly at my golf tournaments. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in when you are in need of legal assistance. Skip that step. It's unnecessary. It's a waste of your time. You just call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Sorry, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast, season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in 2016. They also have been catering Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for years, providing terrific prizes. As Brandon Legal Group offered the shirt in the gift bag at the recent Todd Wright Tour Championship, Papa John's of Tampa Bay provided a free pizza voucher to every player in that same gift bag. Can't say enough about the job that two men in particular do at Papa John's of Tampa Bay stores. Denny Gray at the West Kennedy store, he recently got a call to do some catering for a nearby apartment complex that was so happy with what he did a few months back. They reached out to me and said, hey, we lost the name and the number. Denny got that done. They were very happy. I saw the woman from that apartment complex yesterday outside my building as it's right across the street. And of course, Mike Lentz plays in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, goes out of his way for me and my players. He even went on our recent Todd Wright Tour field trip to Fort Myers to play River Hall Country Club. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Thank you, Denny Gray. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. And remember, even if you're not in the Tampa Bay area, they've just added another flavor of the popular papadillas to the menu. It's the Buffalo Chicken Papadilla, and all papadillas, including the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla, are only $6. Thank you, Papa John's. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, social media at toddwright2020, Instagram at toddwright2020, Twitter. And if you'd like to send me a friend request on Facebook and you promise to never ask me to like another page, you can send me a friend request. I've been watching a lot of Lily von Stupp. Madeline Kahn, by the way, nominated for Best Supporting Actress for that role in Blazing Saddles in 1974. On HBO Max, it is available. Was watching The Replacements there also late last night after the hockey game. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I do everything on one page. I'll never ask you to like another page as part of the trade-off for you never asking me to do the same thing. Let's get right to it. We are, at the time I'm recording this Toddcast, it is Sunday afternoon of Labor Day weekend, and as a result of last night's 4-0 shutout, keep that word handy. It's the word of the podcast, shutout. 4-0 shutout for the Islanders over the Philadelphia Flyers. Not only is the Lightning's opponent determined in the Eastern Conference Finals, but we now can move on to the Conference Finals in both rounds as a result of the two Game 7s played on Friday as a result of Vegas advancing past Vancouver and Dallas advancing past Colorado. Interestingly, if you go back when all four conference semifinal series were four games in, we had 3-1 leads for all four teams that eventually made the conference finals. The Lightning were the one that put it away quickly in five, but the Islanders, the Stars, and Vegas, all up 3-1, while losing games 5 and 6, all won game 7, all advanced to the conference finals. Of note here, and this might be of surprise to some of you Lightning fans, the other three teams still playing for this year's Cup have gone longer or have never won a Cup than the Lightning. Of the four organizations remaining, the Lightning have most recently won the Cup, 2004. Islanders, heck, it's been 27 years since they were even in the conference finals, going back to 1993. I believe they lost that final to Montreal, which was also the last year a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, which again, to our friends at Sirius XM NHL Radio, or as I call it, Canadian Hockey Radio, 27 years without a Canadian team winning the Cup. Start updating your coverage and your hosts accordingly. The Vegas Golden Knights, two conference finals in 3 years, have never won the Cup, and the Dallas Stars haven't won a Cup since 1999. The team led by Mike Modano, and one of the most hated moments in Buffalo sports history, the Brett Hull goal. So let's get right to the term shutout, because that's the theme here as we look to the Final Four. In 2004, when the Lightning won the Stanley Cup, Nikolai Hobby-Bulin was the Lightning goaltender. He was in net and earned all 16 wins and earned his name on that Stanley Cup. He posted 5 shutouts in those 16 wins. 5. Let's just fast forward to the last couple years. 2018, Washington Capitals come back from 3-2 down to defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning. And if you remember, the Lightning were on an amazing run at the end of that series of not scoring. Braden Holtby shut out the Lightning in both Game 6 and Game 7 to oust the Lightning and get the Capitals through the Eastern Conference Finals and into the Stanley Cup Finals, where they would beat the Vegas Golden Knights, where Marc-Andre Fleury, the number one pick for Vegas in the expansion draft, not only was the reason the Vegas Golden Knights even made the playoffs that first year, but in both clinching games in the first round and the second round of those Stanley Cup playoffs, Marc-Andre Fleury pitched shutouts. I told you it would be a theme. 2019, the run of the St. Louis Blues and a rookie goaltender in Jordan Binnington. Binnington got the call going back to about the midpoint of the regular season when the Blues made changes under then interim coach Craig Berube. And at a key moment in the series against the San Jose Sharks in the West, I believe that was the West Finals, 2-2 in that series, and Binnington threw a shutout at the Sharks to put the Blues up 3-2 in that series, and they would go on to win in 6. Let's look at this year. Did you notice in the Vegas Golden Knights series against the Vancouver Canucks that Robin Lehner pitched not one, not two, but 3 shutouts in the Vegas series win against Vancouver, including a Game 7 shutout, and he simply needed to be that good. He had the save of the playoffs to this point against a phenomenal out-of-nowhere performance by Thatcher Demko in the opposing net for Vancouver, who had shut down Vegas similarly the previous couple of games. Again, Leonard just this last round, 3 shutouts in that round. Then just last night, again, I'm recording this on Sunday afternoon, Islanders Flyers Game 7. Thomas Greiss gets the call in place of Semyon Varlamov as Barry Trotz continues to push all the right buttons, just like he did 2 years ago, coaching the Washington Capitals. Greiss goes in, pitches a shutout. Islanders win 4-0 and advance to their first Eastern Conference final, as we said, in 27 years. Which brings us to Andrei Vasilevskiy. According to many in Tampa Bay and many nationally, he is one of, if not the best, goaltender in the league. He was actually given the Vezina Trophy for that status last year. Vasilevskiy, to date, has started 41 postseason games. 41. You want to guess how many shutouts he has? I don't need to tell you, do I? It's the theme of this podcast. Because he is a key player as we look ahead to the Lightning's fortunes in the conference finals and in the Stanley Cup finals. And I think all the evidence I just gave you, both when the Lightning won a cup in 2004, Hobby Bullen had 5 shutouts. The last couple years of teams getting to the cup finals, Holtby, Marc-Andre Fleury, and even a key game for Binnington in the Western Conference Finals last year for the Blues, and this year, Thomas Greiss wins Game 7 with a shutout for the Islanders. Robin Lehner wins Game 7 with his third shutout of the series against Vancouver. It's not that Andrei Vasilevskiy has played bad. It's that he's not doing the one thing that a player in hockey can do that very few players can do at any other position. Win a game by yourself. Win a game outright. Throw the shutout. Don't allow anything into your net. Not a thing. He's gone 41 postseason games and hasn't done that. I'm suggesting if that continues, there will be no Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll be back with more podcasts as we move through the Stanley Cup playoffs now that we're in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. And I promise to never waste your time and to always tell you something that is researched and quantitative, whether you agree with it or not, unlike that pathetic excuse for a hockey preview show that the local NBC affiliate in Tampa Bay aired after the Islander Flyer game on Saturday night, called something like Quest for the Cup or whatever. The show lasted, trust me, I had a stopwatch on it. The show lasted 56 minutes, took 8 commercial breaks, totaling 16 minutes. So that means there was 40 minutes of content, 8 commercial breaks. On average, that show felt the need to take a commercial break every 5 minutes. I've just been talking to you for 14 minutes, and sure, I talked about my sponsors, but I have actual content and know what I'm doing. All that show did was re-air press conferences on Zoom and play some old highlights. Nice waste of time by the Channel 8 sports staff trying to show they know how to cover hockey, which clearly they do not. Look forward to talking to you on more editions of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We'll talk to you next time.